Okay, and then I'm going to lock you guys out, so if you can save your questions until I'm done, that would be great. So welcome today, this glorious, glorious sunshine. And I don't know about you guys, but I feel absolutely no fatigue when it's this perfect weather. And I hope it's that nice up in Montana too, Curtis. So I would like to welcome you to the Alphabetics of Health. Today is F, Fighting for Fatigue. And I have to say that Morgan, Joan, Jerry, and I are really having fun doing these 10-minute lectures for you. So we hope that you're going on the website, in case you miss them, www.dimensionsofhealth.net. And Joan, bless her heart, has been sending a link as well. So let us know what works for you. We also want you to know that nothing we say is to be used instead of your doctor's advice. This is integrative health, and it is not to take the place of general medicine. We're here to educate only, never to diagnose or prescribe. So usually we are talking about the herbs and vitamins from Nature Sunshine, but sometimes we talk about products from other companies, since we do have wonderful companies that we work with. So one other thing, remember that Nature Sunshine Brilliant Body is coming to Pleasanton on May 15th. And that's just actually a week from Saturday. So make sure that you call Nature Sunshine if you want to go to that. The instructor will address glandular and digestive systems, so she will touch on fatigue during that day as well. It's only $35 for an 8-hour class with tons of learning materials, so really try to attend. Nature Sunshine is 800-223-8225 if you want to call to register, or you can go online. So, okay, are you listening? This is important. Fatigue is a symptom that something else is wrong in the body. Something else. Did you hear that? So the cause can be disease or a glandular problem. Of course, lack of sleep. It can be low blood sugar or low blood pressure. It can be a clogged liver or candidiasis, which is candida. Parasites can cause fatigue. Chemical toxicity can cause fatigue and a host of other problems. So if you just joined the call, if you wouldn't mind pushing *6, that would help us with the recording. The products that help fatigue vary greatly depending not only on the cause but also on the individual person as a whole. Each person, as you know, is different. That's why we're in holistic health, because we're looking at the person as a whole, not the view that they bring to the table. So one of the major causes of fatigue are glandular problems involving reduced function of the thyroid or the adrenal glands, the pancreas, or the pituitary gland. So when low thyroid is the problem, the person could be cold, they might have trouble losing weight, and they also might have trouble with dry skin. Another any thyroid issue is hair falling out. So we use thyroid activator and thyroid support, and these may be of help when the thyroid is the cause. We also add D3 and iodine. Now, I personally use Iodorol, which is from another company, and you can get that online. Be sure and ask us about that if you're interested in different products. So when it's the adrenals that have the problem, the person could have symptoms like a quivering tongue. When you stick your tongue out, it quivers, or they might have dark circles under their eyes, and, of course, restless sleep is something that involves with the adrenals. So Jack Richardson, if any of you know him, he always says that if their palm is damp when you shake their hand, it's a sure sign of adrenal exhaustion. Licorice root is one of my very favorites for many clients, and this may help. I've used it for the entire 26 years I've been with Nature Sunshine. Licorice root can come to the aid of fatigue. Or you can use adrenal support and nervous fatigue, Chinese nervous fatigue. I have a client who hasn't slept well in years. She muscle tested for two of the Chinese nervous fatigue, the TCM, that's what we use here in California, the advanced formula for the Chinese, and it's very concentrated. But when she used it, she slept for several hours the very first night she used it. So whenever you use the herbs and they help you, you become a solid believer. Another thing that can cause fatigue is low blood sugar, and that may show up in the afternoon. If you are tired in the afternoon or if you have a sudden fatigue 2 to 3 hours after eating, pay close attention to that. Another thing that might happen, your nose or your limbs will suddenly go cold, and you might have problems concentrating. So the herbs for this, licorice root or super algae, may be of benefit here. Also, be sure to eat greens. Now that summer is here and they're really plentiful, a great big salad with lots of color can really boost your energy. That's an old secret of Dr. Bernard Jensen. The more rainbow of colors you put in your salad of raw foods, the healthier you are. Also, food-wise, emphasis should be on fresh raw fruits, vegetables, and seeds and nuts could be soaked for 12 hours. If you are tired, you should avoid energy robbers like sugar, alcohol, bad fats, not good fats like salmon, caffeine, white flour, and red meat. Those can really cause fatigue in someone who is already tired from another reason, as we mentioned before. When it's the pituitary that's out of balance, it'll upset the general balance of the glandular system. The pituitary is a little teeny-tiny gland right in the center of the brain, and it's the master for all the other glands. Herbs that help the pituitary as a cause of fatigue include super algae, Nutricom with Schizandra, and bee pollen. Even though Nutricom makes some people really calm, like they can lay back in their chair and put their feet up instead of working, it also, B-complex does give a person energy. And the Schizandra that's in Nutricom is great for the pituitary and the medulla of the brain. And for all the glandular issues, I love Master Gland. That is a combination of herbs and minerals and vitamins that really support all of the glands. The idea here, and I know you've heard this a dozen times, is that you don't want to treat just one gland. You want to treat them all. You don't want to take just one B vitamin. You want to take them all. The body is a complex system that needs all the different things it can use. So when fatigue is accompanied by a rundown immune system and general weakness, trigger immune could be of help. And then if that's accompanied by stress, there are adaptogens such as Suma combination or cordyceps that could be the answer. So I want to talk about cordyceps for a minute. The China National Women's Track and Field Team really created a sensation a few years ago when they unexpectedly broke records in 1993 and 94. And they were drinking a tonic made from cordyceps, which has adaptogenic properties similar to ginseng, but it is considered several times stronger. And an adaptogen, if you don't know what that is something that helps the body adapt to any situation it encounters, whether it is to reduce stress or to increase your ability, your fight or flight mechanism. That's what adaptogens help the body to take care of. Cordyceps has the reputation of restoring energy and slowing the aging process. It also helps increase respiratory ventilation for both athletes and, on the other hand, debilitated individuals. It improves function and protects kidneys from toxic damage. The polysaccharides in cordyceps stimulate a variety of immune cell functions, including natural killer cells and lymphocytes, which is really cool if you're working with any immune problem. It's recommended for patients, including cancer patients, who have immune deficiencies. It lowers blood pressure, platelet aggregation, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides while raising the HDL and the blood supply to the heart and brain. It improves regulation of blood sugar and insulin products. It also enhances sexual function. There are many more than 9, but we know of 9 clinical trials that support the efficacy of cordyceps, and that's particularly for liver, kidney, and immune problems. Quite a few of these studies indicate that cordyceps may have anti-cancer, anti-metastatic, immuno-enhancing, and antioxidant effects. Wow, I've got some in the cupboard. I think I need to get it out again. Suma combination is another one that I have used, that Suma, S-U-M-A, that I've used with great client response. I've had many athletes who use this instead of steroids to improve their workout and increase muscle mass. The Treasure Chest by Joan Vandegrift is what we're using to do our alphabetics of health here, And she suggests with Suma that a person take one capsule every hour for 10 hours a day for 10 to 14 days and then reduce it to 4 to 6 a day. Now, I have to tell you, this is a high dosage and it probably can really pull someone up from very low energy. It might keep me awake, but then my energy is pretty good. So it goes without saying that loss of sleep can cause fatigue. People must get 5 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Did you hear that? Uninterrupted, in order for the body to regenerate. So if you're up 2 or 3 times a night to go to the bathroom, then you're interrupting your sleep. And go back to B is for bladder to look at that one. If insomnia is a problem, then nervous fatigue formula during the day or at night, and then herbal sleep in the evenings may help. When fatigue is associated with depression, it's an indication for Chinese mood elevator. And if you have fatigue after eating, it's an indication for Chinese anti-gas or digestive enzymes like proactazyme. So the herbs we've covered are cordyceps, suma, bee pollen, licorice root. We've mentioned super algae, trigger immune, Chinese mood elevator, and anti-gas. Another good combination is Energy V, which is an all-herbal product that really picks up your step. We have Mineral Qi Tonic, or the new Ionic Minerals, help many people who eat a diet that lack in raw organic foods. Remember, there must be minerals in the soil for there to be minerals in the vegetables and fruits. And I can't forget Nature's Qi, another Chinese herb. This is specifically for energy and energy in the extremities. It's also been used instead of the drugs that are used for children and adults diagnosed with ADD and ADHD, as it uncannily calms the nervous system down in these individuals. One more dietary addition recommended by Joan Vandergriff is 2 teaspoons of unfiltered apple cider vinegar plus 1 teaspoon of honey in 2 ounces of apple juice twice a day, she says, for a tired, aching body. You can get this vinegar at Trader Joe's, by the way, and I personally don't even put it in the apple juice because it tastes great with the honey and some water. If you want to use aromatherapy, that would be clove or grapefruit, which I love, and that can be very, very emotionally uplifting. So I know I've covered a lot in a short amount of time, but I'm going to turn the conference lock on. And are there any questions?
Could you repeat the thing with the two tablespoons apple cider vinegar?
Okay, it's 2 teaspoons.
Oh, teaspoons, thank you.
Uh-huh. You have unfiltered apple cider vinegar.
Right.
1 teaspoon honey.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 ounces of apple juice. But I just kind of put it in water. It tastes great.
Okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Anything else?
Hi, Sherry. Can you hear me?
I can.
Ah, this is Joan. I can't remember if you talked about CoQ10 at all as a helper with energy. I know when I started taking the new Nature Sunshine CoQ10 50, I noticed quite a surge in energy. They have the new product that's just been out for a couple of months, and it made quite a difference in my energy level when I took it. And on days where I need extra energy, I take 1 at breakfast and 1 at lunch, and because that's what feeds the heart.
So you said 1 at breakfast and 1 at lunch?
Correct, yeah.
Well, that's great. I'm using the old treasure chest cards, and I completely forgot about CoQ10. But you always seem to have such great energy. That's really a good addition.
Yeah, I think that's why, because I've been using a CoQ10 now for years, but when they put the new one out, it was like, woo, I could really feel the difference just by taking the one that was more bioavailable.
Well, that's great. That's great. So are there any other questions? Thank you for bringing that up.
Sure.
No, but you were great. I learned a lot.
Oh, good.
Yes, I appreciate it.